Continuing with our series on tiny concepts, today I'd like to look at a concept which I think is life-changing, absolutely awesome, and one where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that nobody can call themselves a believer until they desire for their brother or sister in faith that which they desire for themselves. And just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ar-Rahman, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ, is not the reward of good anything but good. Now this is not a principle that's exclusive to Islam. It finds itself all across the board, every single religion. We find in the Bible, as you give, so shall you receive. We find in Judaism, what is hateful to you, do not do to your fellow man. That is the law. All the rest is commentary. We find in Sikhism, don't create enmity with anyone, as God is within everyone. We find in Buddhism, hurt not others in ways that you yourself would find hurtful. Every single religion, Hinduism, this is the sum of duty. Do naught unto others which could cause you pain if done to you. And in my mind, that is basically the law of humanity. It's probably that which, if we implied into our lives, would just make us awesome. So how do we start? Well, we've got to start with that which we already have. Whether it's a vocation, it's an ability, it's our possessions, any opportunity with which we can serve others. There was a man who came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, can you describe Islam in a nutshell to me? And the Prophet said, in fact, the Prophet was actually mounted on a horse, and he said, before you get dismount, before you come down off this horse, can you tell me what Islam is? And in one sentence, the Prophet said, it is obedience to the Creator and serving His creation. In essence, when we serve, when we give, we have actually received it. You know, scholars throughout the ages have described this service to humanity as that which joins and bonds the universe and everything in it. It is probably the greatest harmonizing principle known to humanity. There's a wonderful saying I remember from childhood. I cannot quite remember the author of this saying, but he said, he wants to do good knocks at the gate. He who loves finds the gate open. And the intention of giving is probably the most important part of giving. It doesn't mean that you give because you want something back, or giving does not mean some sort of put up act or flattery. It's a natural attitude. When we live to give, then we make a conscious choice to be able to experience what it means to be godlike. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, through His Prophet, تَخَلُّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, adopt in yourself the akhlaq, the khulq, the characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is where the Asma'ul Husna come in. Sometimes we forget to realize that the greatest thing we can give to start with is forgiveness. And remember, to be forgiven, we must forgive. If we cannot forgive others, then we break the bridge over which we pass over ourselves, because every human being needs to be forgiven. You got to remember that the weak can never forgive. It is an attribute of the strong. There is an African proverb which says, he who forgives ends the quarrel. It doesn't make you a smaller person. As a child, I remember my father telling me that there is greater strength in softness, in kindness, and in forgiveness than there is in fighting and rivalry and hatred and resentment. We have such beautiful ayat in the Quran that talk about forgiveness so beautifully. And the one that I love absolutely the most is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Az-Zumar, يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. He says, O you who have been unjust to yourselves, who have been extravagant on your souls, do not despair of the mercy of God. Allah forgives all sins. Forgiveness is sometimes described as a process that's similar to peeling an onion. It's done in layers. When you come upon a new layer or aspect of our being where there's resentment, then there's more work to do. And you just go on and on and on until you've removed all the layers. In essence, forgiveness gives up the false for the truth. It's a gentleness that cannot be hurt. It's a comfort and it's a rest that is so perfect that it never can be made upset. So when we talk about giving, we start off by giving forgiveness. And then we can start giving out of ourselves. And it's absolutely awesome. I'd like to end with the ayah of Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبَرَّ حَتَّى تَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تَحِبُّونَ. You shall never ever achieve righteousness until you give out of what you love the most.